yet. Guys, we're joined this week by a very special guest from the rock and roll band Sponge. Vinny is here. Vinny, how are you doing, man?
Vinny. Wow.
Wow.
You're weathering the cold in Detroit, but always happy to talk to folks that are out in Wisconsin. Got a lot of history in that wonderful state, in that area. So love the state, love the city of Milwaukee, and almost everywhere in between.
At this point, you kind of have a history everywhere, don't you?
Well, I mean, certainly Sponge has traveled all across the United States, but we've had many great gigs, whether it be in Madison or Milwaukee, the old Eagles Club. You know, it's like, man, we've just done a ton of playing to Wisconsin.
Eagles Club's a great club.
Is it still around?
Oh, yeah, it's still there at the Rave.
A lot of good nights there, man.
So you got tour dates, merch, all your social media links up on spongetheband.com. I saw that you have dates coming up celebrating the 25th anniversary of your debut album, the Rotting Pinata.
Yeah. Who would have thought 25 years have flown by?
Is there a competitiveness to like your longevity? Like do you we're still standing and suck at Space Hog, or I understand, you know, you're making a living, but at the same time, is there something to like the longevity, comparing yourselves to people that started around that same time and you're still standing and so many have kind of gone by the wayside?
Well, we certainly wish that a lot of those bands were still, you know, very, very active. And it's funny you bring up Space Hog. We did a tour with Space Hog just a few years ago.
Oh, is Space Hog still around?
Did a couple of tours. You know, they I don't know what they have on the books for touring.
I don't really know why I used them as an example. I was just trying to think of 1994 and for some reason, Space Hog.
I would say, the presidents of the United States. I don't know what they're doing anymore. We've been looking around for like bands like Veruca Salt, whether Veruca is still around and touring. So it's like certainly a number of those bands, you scratch your head and go, what are they up to? But like Space Hog, we were on the Summerland tour with those guys. It was us, Everclear, Space Hog. That was very cool. And then we broke off and did a tour with Space Hog the following year. We did a whole group of dates with those guys. But, you know, truth be told, it's like I wish a lot of the bands were still around, but we've just we've learned how to do it, I think, right.
That Summerland tour, it was billed as kind of like a throwback nostalgia thing. And I think that like some people would probably be like bummed out by that label. But I mean, it's like a badge of honor, isn't it, to still be around all these years later, still doing it? I don't see why people, but some people do. I mean, like just notably, I guess, like Billy Corgan's pissed off that people want to hear his old songs. And people like that. And I mean, I would think that if people still give a shit about you 25 years later, then you're doing something right, right?
I would think, yes, we're doing something right. But I think the thing that we do right is we're still able to get out and tour in a way that nobody's afraid to get in the van and spend the hours on the road to go out and do the gigs. And of course, some people might look at it like nostalgia, but I look at it like it's a celebration of that music. And certainly we do play the tunes from the early records, but we're also releasing new records, and we play new songs, and mm-hmm. and I think that makes it important.
Do you
to get out there and play?
Do you ever get a bunch of shit from audience members if you're not playing enough of the old stuff?
I suppose if we didn't play the old stuff, they'd give some shit, you know, they'd want to
right.
hear it. But, you know, we rarely make a set list, and we let the audience kind of chime in and give requests. And we always hear some stuff like play Fields in the first record, play Miles in the first record, play Giants. We hear that stuff.
Do you get free bird?
As long as they want to hear it, we'll keep playing it.
That's got to be a testament to how cohesive the band is if you're not actually putting together a set list and you're just kind of feeding off the crowd.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it. I mean, certainly the first three or four songs, we all know what we're going to play for the most part. You know, we're getting out there and hitting them hard with Lactic Static and Rotting Pinata and Molly, stuff like that. But after that, we have such a catalog of tunes. It really seems a lot less fun to sit there and go, well, we're going to script this thing every night. We have everybody's kind of aware of what we might pull a song from, but yeah. What songs they are, nobody really.
That's pretty cool, though. Like every night is its own unique evening with Sponge, you know, like that. It's not going to be the same night every show. That's pretty cool. It's pretty special, really.
Yeah. I mean, we do not phone these shows in. I think that's why our crowds keep coming back and the audiences still seem enthused to want to participate and buy new records and keep coming to shows because it's not scripted. We can't phone this stuff in. You know, I think if people felt it was just a phony bunch of crap, they would not come back.
Hey, Vinny, I saw on your social media that you guys are doing a pub crawl in Detroit on March 9th, and you're going to several different places. Do you play at each one of these places? You set up at each one of them and you take a bunch of people with you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've done this for several years now. And we have three locations that we're doing out here in just around the Detroit area. But we have bands that are set up, kind of host bands that play in the venues. And when we arrive, we just show up with guitars and drumsticks and we jump up on the bandstand. And we play like, you know, it's a half hour set, 45 minutes in each venue. And then we load everybody back up on the buses and we'll ride on the buses with the folks that have purchased tickets and we roll to the next venue. So it's a lot of fun. But, you know, we did like the first time we did it, we did like five venues in one night, man. And we were just completely you know, crushed by the fifth venue.
Vinny,
you know,
this sounds like a logistical nightmare. This sounds crazy. So
how many of those people that you brought with you initially actually make it to that last show, right? Like, because there's got to be partying on that bus. People got to be getting liquored up. Does everybody get off the bus for the last show?
I almost want to get off the bus for the last show. I got to crawl into the bus and do it. But, yeah, there's some folks that, maybe a couple of folks that don't quite make it. You know, it's like, we're done. But, man, everybody typically hangs in there for the most part.
Awesome. Are you guys pretty big partiers? Like when you think of like Lemmy, like just up until the end of his life, like he was fucking just drinking and smoking like crazy. Are you guys like that? Or as you know, start to rise up there in the years, you try to be more health conscious?
Well, we haven't joined the health club yet. There's been no real reason to, and we really love to have a good time and hang out with the fans. So I wouldn't say we're like Lemmy. You know, I'm not. I've heard stories about Lemmy. I've never partied with Lemmy, so I can't confirm or deny what how hard Lemmy partied. But I just know what I've heard. But you know, from what I've heard, it's certainly not quite our MO, man. That would probably, you know, bury us. You know, you know, Lemmy was like a legend, you know, so.
Right.
That's a deal.
In preparing to talk to you, I've watched several other interviews with you, and what you have is like a laid back confidence. You seem, you're like a, you know, you carry yourself in a way that says like that you're extremely confident and that like you give no fucks. And I just wanted to know, is there ever a trickle of doubt? Or do you just...
That is a weird question.
It is kind of a weird question. But like while I'm watching Vinny, I'm just going, God, this guy is moving forward and he doesn't give a shit. Do you doubt yourself, Vinny? Is it fake?
I think I can speak for a lot of people that are involved in music or the arts. You certainly have your doubts about a lot of things that you do and a lot of things that you're involved in. But at the end of the day, that doubt just cannot get the best of you because it can completely immobilize you. I think that anybody that gets out on that stage has to have a certain amount of confidence just to kind of overcome the doubt. But I go through that kind of self-questioning every day, you know, with new songs that we write or...
Do you, like, listen back to them in the car and say, oh, man, I should have done that different or...
Well, as a song go, regrets, I've had a few. You know, I mean, you think about it, to us, you just want to be in the moment.
Yeah.
And you can't let your nerves steal your moment away. And sometimes you can medicate and try to use that as a crutch, but that's stealing your moments too. So it's really like, yeah, do you have doubts? Sure, man. You get out of bed, you got doubts, but you can't let that stuff crush you. I think that, again, anybody that plays music or is involved in the arts, you have these questions about it. But the one thing that I am 1000% confident about is, like, I'm not going to let that stuff get the best of me. So that confidence I have, so it kind of just steamrolls every other doubt I might have.
Do you regret naming your band Sponge? Like, well, I see all these new bands that like the band Churches, but they have a V instead of the U, and I read that, yeah, that is to make them more Googleable. And I think of bands that are probably hard to Google, like the band Live is impossible to Google. I mean, what are you going to look? Yeah, Live band? What are you going to? And I think that, yeah, Sponge would probably be one of those that would be hard. I mean, you Google Sponge band and you guys have been around long enough that you find it. But I think of bands starting out and that it would probably be hard to have a name like that because, like, you know, you have to build up. So what is that, Matt? Is it a CSIO or that thing that
yeah,
you get your Google stole.
Right.
So, yeah. I don't know. It's just something I thought about, and like you and Live were the first two I thought about that would probably be hard for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I don't regret naming the band Sponge. Back in the day, who would have thought about Google or internet searches or anything like that? So it just ended up being that, and I just go, there it is. So you go up 25, 30 years later almost, really, since the band started, it's still around. Just go, holy smokes.
Now, Vinny, do you think that with the way that music kind of made a shift, with the way things were back then in the 90s, where, you know, record deals and, you know, get your records out there and go on tour, and that's how you made it big, compared to now where, you know, everything, you stream it, you know, on YouTube and all these different ways that people consume their music, do you think that the climate shift with where we're at now and how people consume music makes it easier for you guys to still be a band and do your thing? Or do you think it's more difficult?
It's made it easier for us to be out there, only because radio, like we knew it, has kind of evaporated. Now, don't get me wrong, radio, terrestrial radio still plays Sponge. And there are a lot of ways on non-terrestrial radio that people still can get a hold of the band. For the fact that radio has changed, it's made it more difficult. But I think that because of the ability for us to reach out directly to our fans via social media, that has helped us out a lot. Now, is it that big of a game changer for us? I mean, people really engage regarding ticket purchases and talking about shows and promoting shows via social media. So it's really made it better for us, for sure. Would we be gone without it? I really don't know, because people still go to concerts, you know, and people put together tours, and so we're certainly still a part of that, and the live aspect of what we do, in one way or another, I think would still survive.
So the 25th anniversary of Rotting Piñata is right now. Vinny, I had a Sponge t-shirt in junior high. I had the kid with the candy corn on it.
Candy corn.
It's a pleasure to talk. I have one more question, though.
You're going to ask the WFOD patented question?
Now, Travis, Vinny, he's been on stages pretty much his entire life. Vinny, when you go up on stage, you sing your Sponge tunes. What do you do with your wallet? Is your wallet on you? Do you leave your wallet backstage?
Yeah, man. You know, it's like a couple of years ago, I was carrying my wallet, you know? But the thing is, then I ended up, like it's on stage with me, but it's in my bag. I kind of have adopted the Chuck Berry, Aretha Franklin type of thing. And it's funny because I heard about Aretha and Chuck doing this kind of stuff where it's like, you know, Chuck would always get paid in cash and carry the money always with him in close proximity. And me, I really haven't changed that. My wallet was either with me or in a bag on the stage. I'm kind of old school when it comes to that kind of thing. You know, I don't like getting jacked, and I keep all that stuff with me on the deck. If somebody's going to try to get it, they got to come up on the deck to get it. You know what I mean?
So you bring a bag out with you and just set it by a speaker so you can keep an eye on it?
Yeah, well, we have a tour manager that is with us on the road, and he puts the bag across his shoulder and brings it up onto the deck and puts it maybe near the drum riser or something like that. Yeah, because it just, you know, some venues, they don't have adequate dressing rooms.
I think that's my favorite answer so far.
Mike, I think that's the first time we've had a band have a guy that kind of kept track of.
That's the best answer so far.
That's the best answer.
We need to make like a spreadsheet of these.
Well, we've had on the speaker. We've had in the green room or the dressing room. We've had in our pocket. But yeah, I love having a guy keeping track.
Keep it in the bag.
That's great.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's like the bag goes onto the deck. So whether or not the guy has the bag and has placed it someplace, I've walked. If I don't have my guy with me for whatever reason on a gig, I bring the bag on the deck again. It's like, you know, old school Chuck Berry stuff. That the stories that I've heard, and I go, you can't mess with that. It works.
It works.
We continue to operate like that. Mm-hmm.
Guys, at Sponge the Band on Twitter, tour dates, merch, all their social media links, spongetheband.com. Vinny, we appreciate you spending some time with us. Get a St. Louis date on there so we can see you live.
Man, we just did a gig. I'm trying to think of the name of the town. It was probably 45 minutes from.
Oh, were you at way back Point Fest, weren't you?
We did that in the summer, and we just did a gig, Edwardsville, which is still Illinois, but it was we thought it was like near Chicago, but it was closer to St. Louis.
Yeah, Edwardsville's not far away at all. Is that Pops over between the strip clubs?
No.
What's an Edwardsville?
The college, that's about it.
Oh.
Yeah, no, we played the Wildy Theater.
I have no idea what that is. Never even
heard
of that.
It was a great theater, man, and they treated us like kings, and the room sounded great, but it was a classic old vaudeville theater that the city has restored and maintains, and they have entertainment, and they asked us to come out and play, and we had a great time, so we were close, and that was probably the first weekend of February. So it wasn't too long ago.
Just a couple weeks ago? Yeah. Well, I screwed that up.
Yeah. It's probably still on our site.
Oh.
But we'll get out there, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, Vinny.
You guys are from all over the place.
Yeah, yeah, we're all
St.
over.
St. Louis, Milwaukee.
Yeah, we're all over the place.
Wisconsin and Missouri. Where else we got, Matt? Where are you at?
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. We're surrounding you, Vinny.
All over the place.
Vinny's over in Detroit. So
well, joyous of the internet.
All right, fellas. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you too, Vinny. Take care.
Thanks, Vinny. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Charles, I like Vinny.
I like Vinny as well.
He's a good guy. Okay. Guy Sponge is one of the bands I liked as a teenager. I mean, I say liked. I still like. I like all the bands I liked when I was a teenager. That's what music isn't really for me anymore. I'm stuck with what I had.
I feel like every generation is that way too, aren't they?
Yeah, you like what you liked when you were 14.
Yeah.